He is risen. Alleluia.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Water gives life. Water is needed to sustain life. So God created a river in the beginning, one river, which flowed out of the Garden of Eden. From there, it separated into four headwaters, one source, and yet it watered the four corners of the earth, making it bud and flourish, lush and beautiful. But the waters were dried up by one bite of the wrong piece of food. The land was deprived of life and became a barren wasteland filled with sin. Barred from the tree of life, nothing could keep man alive. Sin had dried out his soul and turned his body into a desolate abode of sewage and filth until finally he turned back into a dry, dusty corpse. So from Christ's side flowed life. The spear found its mark. Blood and water gushed out, giving life to a sin-parched world. He came not to condemn the world, but he came to save the world. By his death, he destroyed death. By his rising to life, he brought life and immortality to life to all men. God crushed that ancient serpent. God entered the dusty grave and broke death's grip. God died and now God lives. His flesh shines with more brilliance than 10,000 angels. Again he eats. Again he is touched. It is a real resurrection with his real crucified body. All sin has been left in the grave. Creation itself is restored back. And it is not just very good, but it is perfect and holy, even better than that first perfect creation. And a river once again flows. It still has one source, but now it flows from the throne of God and from the Lamb. Coming out from the side of Christ, it separates into four headwaters and goes out to water the four corners of the earth, making it bud and flourish, lush and beautiful. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. How precious are these waters! How renewing, how life-giving. Though plain, ordinary, earthly water, this is anything but a plain, ordinary, earthly bath. These are waters from heaven, given to you, dusty creatures. These waters give you eternal life. These waters sustain that life. For over these waters, the Spirit of God hovers to create new life in you and to deliver you from dust and ashes so that you may enter that lush green paradise prepared for you since the creation of the world. So let this healing water flow to every nation. Let this blood-filled, Spirit-filled water renew all peoples. This river of life cannot dry up, for its source is he who died and yet now lives. He lives for you. He is risen for you, even as he died for you, and you are washed into him, even as he was washed in that Jordan River. Here in baptism you are healed. Here you are restored and made alive. Here you have peace and serenity, for all sin and death has been drowned. Yes, even all your earthly ailments and afflictions, even they have been washed away in this crimson flood. Today you come to celebrate the resurrection of your God and Lord and Savior, but do not forget your resurrection with Christ in holy baptism. For if you have not been raised with Christ, then you are still dead in your sins. But you have been baptized. You have been raised with Christ. So rejoice and sing. Praise the Lord with gladness. Christ is risen and you are raised with him. Christ has overcome sin, death, and hell, and all other evil. So too have you overcome sin, death, hell, sickness, disease, pain, and all other evil. Christ lives. and so do you live with him. Sin has no claim on your body, for you have died to sin. Therefore, put off the old and put on the new. Get rid of everything that belonged to your former way of life and live in this new resurrection Easter day. Every day is Easter for you. We will not forget it. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, and forever, because every day Christ is risen for you, and every day you are alive with Christ. It's a life that began in the font, and it's a life that will have no end. Anger, malice, and envy have no part in you. Lust, greed, covetousness have no room in your heart. These things are not heavenly things, but they are earthly things, and you have been born again as children of heaven. These things do not lead to your eternal life, but to death, and you have been made alive with Jesus Christ, who is to be praised forever and ever. So avoid sin and pursue godliness, for all sin and wickedness has been drowned in that font, buried with Christ in baptism. And you have been restored once again to the image and likeness of your God and Savior who lives throughout all eternity. Live as heavenly children of God, for you have been washed in this baptismal brook. In this bath, water achieves its full purpose. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, for no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born again, by water and the Spirit. Because of Christ's resurrection, the parched land rejoices and the wilderness sings and bursts into bloom. Water gushes forth in the desert, and springs flow in the wilderness, giving sight to the blind, ears to the deaf, and a tongue to the mute. Because baptism brings you into the resurrection of Jesus Christ, it restores your body and soul to the perfection of Adam, even more than the perfection of Adam, to the glory and honor of Christ. For your brother lives so that you may enjoy all the glory that is his now and forever. The earth willingly shoots up geysers, begging man to come and be washed for the forgiveness of sins. Streams flow, beckoning men to come and be healed for eternal life. Water is the most abundant source on earth because God longs to baptize all nations and make them heirs with Christ in his resurrection. Man cannot exist apart from water, and man cannot exist apart from this heavenly water. The first creation fell. The Garden of Eden no longer exists. The tree of life is gone. That first river, impossible to find. But today is a new morning. A new light has risen, never to set again. A new garden is planted. A new tree of life given. A new river of life now flows. In this heavenly paradise, the Lamb is your light, and he will never set. Cold darkness and scorching heat will never be found there, but a perfect even temperature all the time. For the Lamb will gently lead you to springs of living water. On either side of this baptismal brook is the tree of life, planted, so that you may eat and feast with God in all eternity. And those cherubim who once guarded the way into paradise, well, they have been removed, and they now welcome you into this heavenly paradise to sing with saints and angels and all the company of heaven to the praise and glory of your God and Savior. And after this service is over and you step out of this paradise to head back to your homes, all of this goes with you. For you are forever a baptized child of God. You are forever alive with Christ. So on this most holy day, depart in peace. Depart with joy and gladness and singing and praise in your heart. but above all, depart in peace. For Christ is risen, and you have been raised with him. Christ lives, so too must you live forever. He is risen, alleluia.
He is risen indeed, alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.